It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We are presently looking at the dispensation of the church, and our study now has taken us to the seven churches as found in the book of Revelation. Last time we looked at the church at Ephesus, and we saw how that church, according to the Lord, had left their first love. And then we look at the next church. These are churches as seen by Christ. We look now at Smyrna, and this church would have been around A.D. 100 to 313. The name actually means myrrh. This would be the martyr church. The word martyr means sufferer for a cause. Many people have been martyred for the cause of Christ. And I've made mention of this before. There's people being martyred right now around the world that we sometimes really don't even know how many people are being killed for the cause of Christ. And it's happening right now. And I thank God that I live in a country where I can still serve God. I can still tell people about Jesus Christ. Well, the day and time that we live in right now, it seems like it's starting to get harder and harder to be able to do that because people are standing up against what we believe and what the Bible says and what God says. And it may get worse and worse and worse. In fact, the Bible says that things are going to wax worse and worse. But I really don't want to see that in the day and time that I live in, but it may come. And you and I need to be ready. You and I need to continually serve God with everything that we've got, letting other people know about Jesus Christ. Well, this church, this Smyrna, as we find in Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11, and again, I pray that you've got your Bible ready, and you'll be able to study with me as we look in the King James Bible. Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11, we're going to read about this church, Smyrna. It says, "And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive." And of course, this is speaking about Jesus Christ. It goes on to say, "I know thy works." This is Jesus speaking. "I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, but that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." Notice the word myrrh. This is an aromatic resin. An aromatic resinous gum obtained from various trees and bushes that are native to Africa and northern or southern Asia. This is used, of course, in perfume, incense, and medicinal preparations. The perennial problem faced in this church the church that we're looking at in Smyrna, I believe the problem faced here is ritualism. Well, the mention of the synagogue of Satan is a reference to the deliberate Judaizing of Christianity. Judaism ended at Calvary when God sent the temple, when he rent the temple veil, and the tendency is bluntly called satanic. In other words, they're turning it around. They're saying that the things of God is actually satanic. And of course, this is utter nonsense when you get into the Word of God. Luke chapter 23 and verse 45 says, "And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain in the midst." Mark 15:38 says, "And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom." This was something that took place after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ as he died on the cross of Calvary. So many people have taken this and turned it into ritualism, actually turning the worship of Jesus Christ, turning from him and starting to worship something else. In other words, starting to worship things instead of him. And I'd like to liken this to when Moses went up to get the Ten Commandments, and he came down and he saw the golden calf that had been made there, and people were worshiping that golden calf, saying that it was responsible for bringing them out of Egypt. Of course, that's blasphemy. There is no way that these people were brought out by a golden calf. Only the Lord could deliver them from what they had been going through for about 400 years. He brought them out of Egypt. He took care of them, but they constantly murmured against him. And they had ritualism. It was ritualism. And when Moses came down, he saw what was going on there. They were worshiping a false god in the form of a calf, a golden calf. Well, the next church that we see that Christ looks at here is Pergamos. And Pergamos would be seen around 314 to 590 AD. And the name means marriage. Now, Pergamos would be the compromising church. Well, we see a lot of those today, don't we? In Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, it says there, "And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest first fast thy name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that held the doctrine of Balaam." Now, Jesus Christ is plain spoken. He says that there are those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. There's some people there doing the same thing as Balaam did. Notice, verse 15 goes on to say, "So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." Well, the problem with Pergamos was clericalism. This would be a policy of maintaining or increasing the power of a religious hierarchy. Notice in Luke chapter 11, verse 47, it says, "Woe unto you, for ye build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them." In Matthew 23:27, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness." You know, I pass some churches, and I know that so-called churches of God, so-called churches that represent Jesus Christ, when I pass by certain churches, I know that they do not preach Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and resurrected. When I go by, they have beautiful church buildings. And I go by, and I can't help but thinking these churches, these buildings are full of dead men's bones. And what I mean by that is this: they've never trusted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior because they have not the truth. They have not proclaimed the truth of God, how that Jesus saves. They're full of dead men's bones in those buildings. No matter how beautiful that building is, it does not get them to heaven. No matter how many buildings we go into and we worship in different buildings, no matter how many buildings the so-called worship takes place there, it's worthless apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. People are dead in trespasses and sins, and they need to come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we move on now, and we move from Pergamos, the church at Pergamos, and we look at Thyatira. This church would be seen around AD 590 to 1517, and the name means continual sacrifice. And I believe this is a representation of the Roman Catholic Church. Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. Now notice as we continue reading in verse 25, it says, But that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, Thyatira confronts the issue of, now this word is a long word, listen carefully, sacerdotalism, a belief that priests can act as mediators between human beings and God. An Old Testament reference to Jezebel, this is an abomination of Baal worship, together with the idolatries, the cruelties, and priestcraft in Ahab's kingdom. You and I need to realize that there are false prophets today. There are false teachers who are around everywhere who want to lead us into false belief. These are those who we read of in this church, Thyatira. The likeness of those are around today. And we're going to continue studying that in our next lesson as we look at the Catholic Church and we see what is going on there. Some of the things that's happening there that should not be happening. You and I need to be serving the one true God who is able to save to the uttermost. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the Savior. The Heavenly Father sent him to seek and to save those who were lost. Thank God there was a day when I trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I pray that you've done that as well. Now, Father, I pray that you would bless the word as it has gone forth. Save those individuals who need to be saved listening to this program right now, and bless those who are saved, and may each of us be serving you to our uttermost every day of our lives.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.